The Nicholas Snow Show begins right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. If you're hearing this before or during Easter weekend, March 25th through 27th, 2016, you are in luck because Cathedral City LGBT Days is happening. It's the second annual event presented by the Cathedral City Auto Center. It's celebrating the lives, history, and wonderful accomplishments the community has contributed in making Cathedral City one of the most livable cities in America and a testament to its perfect equality score by the Human Rights Campaign Foundation. The festival provides an opportunity to recognize the strength in our diversity, appreciates our similarities, and stand united for the equal rights of all Americans. Coming up, I have an exclusive interview with Chris Parman, communications manager from Cathedral City, conducted the week before the event on Monday, March 21st. Once again, Cathedral City LGBT Days, the second annual event coming up March 25th through 27th, 2016. And I have all the details in my exclusive interview with Chris Parman after this.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
For the complete menu and holiday specials, visit lulupalmsprings.com. And for contest information, find and like Lulu California Bistro on Facebook. Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
And joining me, as promised, is Chris Parman, communications manager for Cathedral City. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So this is the second annual Cathedral City LGBT Days, and you were involved with the first annual as well because you've been with the city since before that event. Tell me your knowledge of how this event came to be.
This event came to be through kind of a conversation that I had with Richard Allman, who's the owner of CCBC Resort Hotel here in Cathedral City, which is the largest LGBT hotel in Southern California. And he and I started talking about the need and the desire of the community to have an LGBT event in Cathedral City. And as you may know, of the Coachella Valley, back in before the early 80s, most of the LGBT activity, the bars, all that centered in Cathedral City. And shortly after Cathedral City became a city, the bars started migrating over to Palm Springs. And so we are in the inclination of bringing some of that back to Cathedral City.
I remember when many of the hottest clubs were in Cathedral City. Do you happen to know, was there something that the city did to discourage at that time the presence of the clubs? Was there some sort of civic reason for the migration?
You know, I don't know the exact answer to that. I just know that it was about the same time that the city became a city that that migration started happening and went over towards Palm Springs. But as you know, the city today is a lot different than it was, you know, back in early 1980s. The city has three of the five council members are openly gay. And their desire is to make sure that the LGBT community is represented, and also that there's events that are geared towards the LGBT community.
I think it's great. Go ahead.
Go.
Well, one of the things. Go ahead.
Okay. The one thing I was going to add is, although Cathedral City's LGBT population isn't as large as the city of Palm Springs, it is growing, and some studies show that 1 in 3 identify as a member of the LGBT community.
One of the things I love about the Coachella Valley, and I actually think that we take it for granted here, is that there is really no need for a gay neighborhood, because members of the LGBT community, of which I am one, we can be ourselves wherever we go, and we don't have to be concerned about having to hide our identities. And of course, there was a recent high-profile incidents of anti-gay violence. But for the most part, this is a utopia as far as the LGBT community is concerned, our whole Coachella Valley. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree with that. I think, you know, no matter what restaurant you go to or what, you can go to Home Depot, and everywhere you look, there's somebody that's probably a member of the LGBT community. So we do live in a utopia, and you know, I'm originally from Kansas, so I understand that utopia message very well. Especially when you go back to Kansas and start looking at things.
I bet you've lost track of the amount of times people have said to you, "You're not in Kansas anymore."
yes, definitely.
Before we get into the specific events of the second annual LGBT Days, one of the things that just happened in Cathedral City, I didn't know about it until after the fact, was you had the creation and unveiling of a rainbow crosswalk. Tell me about that.
This started out as a project through our Cathedral City Public Arts Commission. They wanted to do something that was art-related, that recognized and supported the LGBT community. And Alan Carvalho, who is the co-chair of the Public Arts Commission, really spearheaded this project. And on Friday morning at 10 a.m., this past Friday morning at 10 a.m., we dedicated with an official unveiling of the rainbow crossing. And to me, it's such a great thing because it represents, it's the rainbow flag colors in a crosswalk. And what this represents is kind of the outing. You know, it's a visibly public crossing that you can see, take a selfie on, walk across, you know, hold hands with your partner, walk across. But it's really that publicly visible statement that says, you know, we're no longer in the closet. For many people, I mean, for centuries, people were in the closet, and for good reason. There was fear of, you know, bodily injury, fear of being, you know, disowned by your family, fear of of being sent off to an institution for therapies, all of those kind of things that happened. And for this to take place here in Cathedral City, I think is a great public statement to say, no more. And, you know, we are proud, and we're proud, and we're visibly open, and people should be able to live their lives as they are.
Very well stated. You've heard interesting history about Cathedral City LGBT Days. And next up, after the break, Chris tells us an event-by-event breakdown of all the activities of the weekend. After this.
The snowstorm continues after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow. When news got out that restaurant guru Willie Rhine and legendary Hollywood photographer John Pascal were combining forces to open 849 Restaurant and Lounge, the media buzz was instant and hasn't stopped since. Since opening September 1st, 2015, 849 has been bestowed consecutive Diner's Choice Awards by users of OpenTable and named Best Restaurant on Outlook Magazine's Ultimate Pride List and Best New Restaurant in the Desert Sun's Best of the Valley competition. The Hollywood Reporter calls 849 one of the hottest restaurants to sample, as does LA Eater. New York-based InsideHook.com gives 849 a big shout-out in their JetBlue Palm Springs Travel Advisory. Hollywood Highlight magazine has bestowed 849 with 5 stars, calling it a delightful, delicious, guilty pleasure in the desert. And television host Ross Matthews tells the Desert Sun 849 is among his favorite restaurants in Palm Springs. Variety magazine adds, with 300 seats, an indoor-outdoor patio, and 8,000 square feet, 849 offers space to party in the Uptown Design District. There's all-day happy hour, lounging with a view, and upscale dining. Find all this media coverage and more at 849.com. That's 8 spelled out, the number 4, and 9 spelled out, 849.com. Find the restaurant itself at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Reservations are available at 849.com or give them a call at 760-325-8490. Tell them Nicholas Snow sent you. Chris tells us an event-by-event breakdown of all the activities of the weekend. So take us through all the activities of this particular weekend. I know it all kicks off with a celebration hosted by Jersey Shore. That's happening at the Festival Lawn downtown. That kicks off at 5 p.m. on Friday the 25th, right?
Correct. This is our LGBT Day's kickoff celebration. It's downtown, right along Highway 111 and Cathedral Canyon Drive. And as you said, it's hosted by Jersey Shore, who's kind of a comedic drag queen that's very well known in the Coachella Valley. She will be hosting it. We'll have a battle of the bars with bars from Palm Springs, bars from Cathedral City, battling out on different categories. We'll have the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus singing on the main stage. We'll have DJ music. The Equality Hot Air Balloon, weather permitting, will be offering rides. We have a West Coast Artist Art Show going on. So lots of activity. You can come down. It's free admission to get in, free appetizers, and free valet parking.
Also on deck is Simeon Den's dance troupe, and I know Simeon personally, and he does really great things in the community around fine art and related activities.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of our co-chairs for the Public Arts Commission. He's very active in the art community here in Cathedral City and throughout the Coachella Valley. He has an organization that a nonprofit organization that he's the founder of, which is the Agnes Pelton Society. They do the annual Cathedral Cove Neighborhood Historic Homes and Artist Tour. So he's extremely active in the community and is a major player and on our planning committee for LGBT days. So he's a really great asset for that. He'll be doing his dance troupe. And then, of course, we're excited that at 9 p.m. after the kickoff party celebration concludes, we have the replay of the Rocky Horror Picture Show hosted by none other than the very own Nicholas Snow.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I look forward to that. And, you know, you have a regular Throwback Thursday series of wonderful movies in Cathedral City hosted by Jersey Shore right there in the theater complex. I look forward to being there. I will tell you, though, I'm not dressing as the sweet transvestite. Not that I have any issues with that, but it takes a whole team of people to pull off that look, and I don't have that particular team, but I look forward to being officially part of the event, and that certainly is an iconic film.
It is. It is. We had it last year to the delight of several hundred people, and you know, it always makes it fun because it's one of those movies that you get to participate in, yell out the lines, you know, put up the newspaper when it's raining, all that kind of fun stuff. So it's a fun event that you can just, you know, be silly and have a really good time.
Well, I look forward to it, and thanks for including me. So take us into Saturday.
Saturday, we start out at 9 a.m. with LGBT organizational booths and the art show by West Coast Artists on the festival lawn. At 10 o'clock, we have the LGBT Days Bed Race down Avenida Lalo Guerrero, which is the street in front of our city hall. LGBT Days Bed Race is our pride parade on wheels. And what I call it is it's our pride parade with drama and suspense because you have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. We have teams of five that decorate a bed. They get judged first as they parade down Avenida Lalo Guerrero. They get judged first based on their decorating. And then at the very end, once everybody's been judged with the decorating, then one by one they race for the best time down Avenida Lalo Guerrero, and that's where the drama and suspense comes because wheels come off, beds go out of control, or, you know, they're racing as hard as they can to where they're out of breath, you know, trying to beat the best time. So it's a really fun event. People will have a great time. Then leads us into the Bonnet Brunch with Coco Peru. The legendary Coco Peru is at 12 noon. Tickets are still on sale for that event, but it's filling up fast, so hurry.
Where is the brunch taking place?
It's going to be outdoors, adjacent to the festival lawn in front of the main stage. Coco Peru is going to perform on the main stage. And it'll be where the opening night kickoff celebration occurs. We'll, you know, transform that area into for the Easter Bonnet Brunch. And she will perform on stage. The brunch goes from about 12 to 2. After that, we'll have live DJ music going on as well. 3 o'clock, calm down, enter the Easter Bonnet contest and stroll. Dress in your best Easter bonnet, come down and win some great prizes as well.
How much is the brunch, by the way?
The brunch ranges from, I think it's $55 to $69.
Okay.
And that includes, you know, everything you'd want for a brunch. I think there's four different, you know, entree choices, three-course meal, and with a glass of champagne. Offer that, and the, you know, of course, the entertainment by Coco Peru, hosted by Bella DeBall.
Coco Peru is one of the most gifted monologuist performers on the planet. I've interviewed Clinton, who is Coco, many times, so kudos on that booking. And of course, there's a pool party happening over at CCBC, I guess.
Yeah, CCBC Resort Hotel, which is in Cathedral City, they have events throughout Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, you know, they're one of the main attractions for LGBT days. They have a pool party going on Saturday, hosted by Jersey Shore as well. And so they'll have a lot of activities over there. Sunday, the same thing. They have pool parties and just activities that they have planned. You can always go to their website, ccbcresorthotel.com, and get more information about the activities that are at their particular resort. And, you know, there's always some fun activity happening there. And then Saturday night, we end the night with a Sordid Saturday night, and that's a replay of the hit movie Sordid Lives, sort of a cult classic in our community. And we're also bringing in writer-director Del Shores, who was the of Sordid Lives, and then four of the cast members of Sordid Lives for a red carpet reception, and then an after-movie meet and greet so you can get your picture taken with them. That's going to be at the Mary Pickford Theater. Tickets are on sale. There's some still available, but those are going very fast. So if you want to be at that event, I would say do so in the next day or two, because that one's almost sold out.
That's a really fun group of people. I've interviewed them countless times as well, and I know lots of people are talking about a Sordid Saturday night. So bring us then into Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday. So Easter Sunday, we have from 10 to 2, we have our sponsored restaurants that are doing Easter brunches. So if you don't know where to go, go to our website, cathedralcitylgbtdays.com, and you can. There's a listing of the 5 participating restaurants here in Cathedral City that are offering Easter brunches. The AJ's on the Green and Splash Bar is the official drag brunch. So if you want to see a drag show with your Easter brunch, then you can go to AJ's on the Green and Splash Bar and have a wonderful time. I was there last year for that event. They had 2, and get your reservations now, because last year both shows sold out. And so I would tell people to call now and get your place for that, because the whole restaurant was completely filled for that. But they have amazing array of drag queen performers that are going to be there and really put on a great show. Then at 12 noon, we also have the Easter egg hunt for kids. We have over 3,100 eggs that are going to be hidden near the festival lawn. LGBT families with kids can come down, or all families with kids can come down and enjoy that Easter egg hunt for kids on there. CCBC Resort, again, has a pool party going on at their place, and from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., free mimosas with your entry. So, some things. And then in the at 4 p.m., we have the official closing party at the Barracks Bar, which is a popular watering hole and gay club here in Cathedral City. And so that's Sunday night starting at 4 p.m. till late.
It's a nonstop extravaganza from Friday through Sunday. Is there anything you'd like to add to the interview that I might not have evoked with a direct question?
Well, I think, you know, come down no matter, you know, what age you're in, whether you're young or old, there's something for everybody to do here at the Cathedral City LGBT Days. Our event is really about the community and kind of honoring the community and doing fun things that everyone can enjoy, whether that's an art show, whether you want to see the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus sing, you want to do a quality hot air balloon ride, watch the bed race, go to a couple performances, whatever it is that you like to do, hang out at a pool and drink, or just go to some of our LGBT clubs in the area. there's something for everybody, and I think everyone will have a great time.
Well, the event that seems hysterical to me that I really want to see is the Cathedral City LGBT Days Bed Race, which really sounds like a gay twist on a soapbox derby.
You know, it kind of is, and how this came about was when I went to undergrad at Kansas State University, and each year the fraternities, sororities, and the residence halls used to compete in a bed race. And it was so much fun, and it's so much fun for the group, you know, as you decorate and then you're actually in the event. And it's so fun to watch because, like I said, anything can happen. And had such a great time. And then when I was looking at, you know, different activities that we can do, most Pride activities have a parade. And I didn't really want to do kind of the same aspect of, you know, doing a parade. And you know, Palm Springs Pride has a wonderful parade. It's getting bigger every year. It's fantastic. You know, don't want to compete or copy that. So we wanted to do something a little bit different, something that's a little bit more fun. And Key West actually does a bed race as well as part of their LGBT activities. And so when I was looking at various things to do that might be a little bit more fun, I was like, that's it. That's the thing that's going to get people to remember our event, and it is. Last year, that's what everybody was talking about after the event of the bed race.
I remember seeing the photos, so I look forward to experiencing it in person this year. For my listeners who happen to be tuning into this podcast before or during Easter weekend 2016, which is Friday, March 25th through Sunday the 27th, you want to come on down to Cathedral City LGBT Days. And if you happen to listen to this after the fact, this is an annual event, and you can find out more information at CathedralCityLGBTDays.com. Thanks, Chris, for being on the show. I appreciate all the information and the hard work of you and your team and the sponsors and everybody involved.
Well, thank you for the invitation to be a part of your show. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to catching up with you over the weekend.
I will see you and all the listeners at the event, and have a great week until then.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revivals store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
If you've heard this podcast before or during Easter weekend 2016, that's March 25th through the 27th, I'll see you at Cathedral City LGBT Days. If you've heard the podcast after the fact, follow this annual event at CathedralCityLGBTDays.com.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.